What if you could live forever? What if nothing could kill you? How would that change how you felt about life? Would it be all fun and games, particularly if you suddenly became part of a family of immortals? Or would life without risk be worth living? These are the questions posed in the beloved young adult novel, Tuck Everlasting, by Natalie Babbitt, first published in 1975, which became a Broadway musical in 2016, and now can be seen at TheaterWorks' Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto through December 30th.
So we're at turn-of-the-century New England.
Nathan Tyson, lyricist for Tuck Everlasting.
11-year-old girl named Winnie Foster. She lives with her mother and her grandmother. She's never allowed basically out of the house or definitely not past her front lawn. She dreams of adventure, and one day she's had enough, and she runs away. And she runs away actually into the woods that her family owns. And she finds a young boy there drinking from a spring. And this boy's name is Jesse Tuck. He's 17 years old. But we come to find out he's not 17. He's 104 years old. And the spring that he's drinking from granted his family immortality.
Her mother starts to look for her, bringing on board the local sheriff. A carnival huckster gets wind of the missing girl in the spring and starts his own search.
It's an amazing adventure story. She falls in love with Tuck. She has the family that she's never had. And at the end of the story, she is forced to decide whether or not she wants to drink from the spring and live with the Tucks or embrace a mortal life.
Despite a built-in audience and a lovely score, Tuck Everlasting the musical died on Broadway and closed almost immediately.
I do know that we got a rave in the Times, and we were a critic's pick. We opened right before the Tonys. This is a family show. We closed before schools got out, so like we didn't get all of those kids, all of that audience, and the family audience that I think could have kept us going through the summer.
A large-scale musical on Broadway, Tuck has been toned down by director Robert Kelly for this production. With no need to gin things up, the focus can sit squarely on Winnie, her family, the Tucks, and on those looking for her. Tuck Everlasting comes on slowly, but then takes a turn toward depth. It's well-constructed, and in this case, terrifically performed by the whole cast, including Eddie Gray as Jesse Tuck, Jonathan Rhys-Williams and Christine Reese as his mother and father, and in particular, David Crane as a young deputy who steals every scene he's in. Sometimes shows deserve to fail, and do, and sometimes they fail and deserve a second chance. Tuck Everlasting is one of the latter, and it's to TheaterWorks' credit that they've done a fine job bringing it back to life. Tuck Everlasting, the musical, directed by Robert Kelly, plays at TheaterWorks Palo Alto's Lucy Stern Theater through December 30th. For more information, you can go to theaterworks.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.